Whoa! Hey guys, it's been a bit. Welcome back to the most wonderful, most fantastic radio show of all time, Preserve Jams. This is Anna. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a bit. I have currently not gone to my show in like 3 weeks because I've been crazy busy with a lot of stuff. And then I was on spring break. So I hope that the 4 to 5 slot on Wednesday evenings has been up to snuff, but just know that the music that was played was not indicative of me, because I'm back and I'm ready to curate songs to tickle your musical fantasies.
Ugh. Songs that are titillating?
Titillating, perhaps, yes.
Still don't know if that's a real word.
It is a real word. Titillating.
Can you give me the definition?
Sure. Would my co-host like to introduce himself?
Oh, I suppose so. Would I like to speak in the third person? Would he like to speak in the third person?
He doesn't have to.
The co-host is named William Edmonds.
Oh.
And he's here to share his love of house music with Anna.
House every weekend.
Yes, exactly.
He's been trying to get me to like house music. I don't know. It's a work in progress. Okay. Titillating. Adjective. Spelled titillating. Arousing mild sexual excitement or interest. Salacious.
Salacious. Oh, no. That's not the word that I meant to use for how this music is meant to make you feel.
It's meant to feel salacious.
I'm not going into it.
Pleasantly
hoping.
Stimulating or exciting.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, okay. Erotic.
So I don't... Okay. That's not what I'm going for. I hope the music is inspiring and makes you happy. Let's go with that.
Okay. We've got some good tunes coming up. Thanks for listening to us talk.
Shine on me. What the fuck are fucking feelings, yo? Once upon a time I was a hoe. I don't even want a hoe no more. Got you something from the liquor store. Little bit of Lizzo and some mo. Trying to open up a little mo. Sorry if my heart a little slow. Again, I would do it for you all, my friend. Ready, baby? Will you be my man? Wanna put you on a plane, fly you out to wherever I am. Kept you on the low, I was ashamed. Now I'm crazy about to attach your name. I thought that I didn't care.
to the grocery store just to see what you got in the bag. Whole lot I'm thinking about, never needed a reason to brag. So you push it away, telling yourself that you need it, of course. But I never need more than a sense, not sorry. I want nothing but the best, no nights. So I know I don't want to stress you out no more. Nothing but the best to come over. Nothing but the best, nothing but.
How does a bear feel alone? Feeling we're running down. I can't get emotional though, so I gotta leave in the morning with thoughts of you on my mind. And true, I know the attraction will fade with time, but I'll never need more than a sense, not sorry. I want nothing but the best, no nights. So
thought you'd be listening to the Frank Sinatra and Antonio
Carlos Jobim
cover of The Girl from Ipanema. We chime in. Don't worry, we'll get back to it soon. But this is the all-time best bossa nova / beach jazz.
Beach jazz. All of the bossa nova that I know comes from this one playlist on Spotify called French Jazz / Bossa Nova. So I feel like I associate French jazz with bossa nova. But to be honest with you, I don't really know the difference.
Either way, easy listening, lovely.
Easy listening.
If one were to spend a lot of time in a hotel bar in Lausanne, one might listen to this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I think I have a date to go to a hotel bar at Lausanne very soon, and I shall solely listen to Frank Sinatra / Bossa Nova. So, you know, this is practice.
Beautiful, beautiful. Doesn't Medford remind you of the lake in Lausanne?
In the Swiss Alps, absolutely. Yes.
Especially
today on a calm and clear day.
I see lines of cars waiting for the brutal intersection that we're beside. It reminds me, just like the boats up and down the lake in Geneva.
Yes, the intersection of College Ave and Boston Ave, exactly like the view from the lake in Lausanne. Wow.
And shall we go back to the music?
All right. But I feel like our voices sound really good with this soft, soft background music.
Ooh, I totally forgot.
But I watch her so sadly. Ah, porque tudo é tão triste. Yes, I would give my heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall, tan, young, lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, I smile.
what she doesn't see. Por causa do amor, she just doesn't see. Nem olha pra mim, she never sees me. Por causa do amor, ding, 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 ding.
So, up next, a complete turnaround. We have Badman hyphen Edit by Idris Elba, an extremely talented man from England, rated the sexiest man alive.
Would you agree with that qualification?
Yes, most definitely. I think it was last year by People magazine. He is a English actor, producer, musician, DJ, and rapper.
A renaissance man, if you will.
Seriously. Best known for playing Stringer Bell on the HBO series The Wire. Recently, there were some talks of him maybe being the next James Bond. But we'll see if that happens.
I could be into that.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
Absolutely.
So let's enjoy his song right now.
He was a bad man.
He was a man. goodbye to Earth. When I say goodbye to the third dimension. When I say goodbye to all this.
Breaking news, William has ripped his pants, ladies and gentlemen. William ripped his pants. Care to tell us the story?
I actually have no idea how it happened.
You don't know how it happened?
I just sat down in my meeting just now for a senior design project, looked down at my pants, and there it was, three small holes, as if a moth had eaten through them in multiple places. They just look like little tiny holes. I don't know how it happened.
Curious. Curious indeed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it came out of nowhere.
Right? Yeah. Wow. Maybe it's just the pants' time, you know?
You know,
the pants' time?
The pants' time. I think it'd be pants' if it was multiple pairs of pants. The pants'. The pants'. The pants.
I've always thought we should just say pant for one pair of pants.
No, a pant is like a pant leg, like one leg of a pants.
It gets very confusing. I don't like it.
Who's to say? Call in with what you think we should say when
Vote
referring
on your phones
to
now.
Pants. Yeah.
There you go. What's happening? What's coming up next there, Anna?
We've got One of These Nights by the Eagles.
Beautiful.
Here it is.
Fun fact, they said that when they broke up, they would only get back together when hell froze over. And then they released an album about 10 years later called When Hell Freezes Over. So they got back together.
Wait, I love it. That's great. What, I didn't know that the Eagles were putting out new music.
This was like 15 years ago.
I see. Well, here's the Eagles.
Oh, What you say, boy? You tryna play coy like a Game Boy? Hit my phone, boy. Is your homeboy? Are you a lone boy? Come give me dome, boy. Got a boy with degrees, a boy in the streets, a boy on his knees, he a man in the sheets. Sheesh, it's all Greek to me. Got this boy speaking Spanish, I hit my beer. Baby, I don't need you. I just wanna freak you. I heard you a freak too. What's 2 + 2? Mississippi boys, inner city boys. I like the pretty boys with the bow tie. Get your nails did, let it blow dry. I like a big beard, I like a clean face. I don't discriminate, come and get a taste. From the playboys to the gay boys. Go and slay boys, you my fave boys.
Baby, I don't need you.
I don't need.
I just wanna freak you.
I want it,
yeah. I heard you a freak too.
That's right.
What's 2 + 2?
Crazy.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone. This is Will Edmonds, the guest on Preserve Jam this week. I have a special public service announcement for you. It's called Numbers to Think About, : Prescription Drug versus Medical Marijuana Deaths, with a very scary photo of drugs and pills and whatnot. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54.
That's a lot.
That's more than halfway to 100. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0.
That's a number to think about.
That is much less than 100. So, as we've seen in recent developments, such as the legalization of marijuana in Massachusetts, and many other American states, and even a few Congress people interested in legalization at the federal level, plus countries in the G6, G7, G10, such as Canada, legalizing it federally.
Federal it's not legalization a, not of a big marijuana. Deal.
Sorry, I haven't finished my public service announcement.
Sorry.
A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, there we go.
Well, I feel very educated now that you told me that statistic.
That's crazy.
So 54 people a day die from prescription drug use?
Apparently.
And no people have ever died from medical marijuana use in the time that marijuana was invented.
Until now.
I guess it wasn't invented. It was grown out of our own soil and earth.
Yes. So there's this thing, I believe it's called the LD50, which is pretty much what amount of a drug you need to take to overdose on it.
Okay.
For it to be lethal. For like, I don't know, like meth, it's really low. For marijuana, THC specifically, it's like kilograms. Like, you would have to smoke pounds of marijuana to get to the point where it would be lethal. Like, water has a lower LD50 than marijuana. Because if you drink too much water, you just drown yourself.
Right. You so, just yeah. literally can't.
You heard it here first, breathe. Folks. Marijuana is safer than water.
Marijuana, safer than water.
That's not part of the public service announcement. This is a little asterisk on this guy. Don't listen to anything.
This isn't an asterisk. But those are definitely numbers to think about.
Yes.
All in your best interest from me and Will here at WMFO.
So now let's listen to a fun song.
Know my thoughts are
racing. Here we go again, another low again. Here we go again, another high again. Here we go again, another low again. Here we go again, she's roller coastering. Here we go again, another low again. Here we go again, another high again. Here we go again, another low again. Here we go again. She's roller coastering.
Goddamn, goddamn. I'm suspended from the ceiling. I've been drinking all my feelings, trying to sustain the life that I'm living. So spare me all the details about the things that you gon' do for me. You just want me to break my back so you can have cars and jewelry. You gotta know this ain't new to me. This rodeo ain't first. Enthusiasm's been curved. I need these feelings reversed. Goddamn, goddamn. I'm just trying to make a killing so that I could feed my village. Put your hands up if you feel me.
Here we go again. Another low again. Here we go again. Another high again. Here we go again. Another low again. Here we go again. She's roller coastering. Here we go again. Another low again. Here we go again. Another high again. Here we go again. Another low again. Here we go again. She's roller coastering.
That song was a little suggestion from my very cute friend, Samantha Terminay. She's on her way back to the Big Apple, and I miss her so much, and we're friends forever. And that's all.
I'm so good. I'm so good. I'm so good at picking bad friends. I'm so good. I'm so good. I'm so good at picking bad friends. I'm so good. I'm so good. I'm so good at picking bad friends. I'm so good. I'm so good. I'm so good at picking bad friends.
Reciprocity. See, no. live for me, give to me, give to me. Why won't you live for me, care for me, care for me? You said you care for me, there for me, there for me. Said you'd be there for me, cry for me, cry for me. You said you'd die for me, give to me, give to me. Why won't you live for me, care for me, care for me? You said you'd care for me, there for me, there for me. Said you'd be there for me, cry for me, cry for me. You said you'd die for me, give to me.
So, Will, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Are you ready to get a little funky?
I am very ready to get funky.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being Funktown, USA, how ready are you to get funky?
Well, I'm picturing Funktown, USA, and I can't dance like that.
No.
So, I'd probably give myself, like, an 8.
You're too tall. I think that there's a tallness to good dancing ratio.
And I'm not a good enough dancer to make it high.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
I am just really tall and not good at dancing. Thanks, Anna. That's cool. I'm going to go now. Bye.
Bye, Bonnie.
Hope you find your dad.
I hope you find your dad. Let's figure out what Funktown USA really sounds like. What do you say?
I would love to.
His fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
This is my cleft refugee
cam.
Criswell. Little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time, one time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers.
as well. My man, little bass. Jerry, see, one time.
We got warming up in here.
This is how we
Well, that was a request from my mom, actually, Trisha Edmonds, all the way out in Vancouver.
Vancouver.
She'll be here this weekend, actually, in the lovely Medford Somerville area.
And we're so excited to meet her. Well, you're not meeting her for the first time, but I am, and I'm very excited. Wouldn't that be funny if you were meeting your mom for the first time?
At the age of 22?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be kind of weird.
That'd be kind of weird.
Well, here she is.
Hi, Mom.
So what's our final song here, Anna?
We've got Can't Take My Eyes Off You by Frankie Valli.
Ooh, beautiful.
Good horn section. That's what I like about it.
Well, signing off from WMFO in Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Anna.
I'm Will. Bye.
Bye.
And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes.